The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we'll do our best to get you in. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Giving a shout-out to KYAH, 540 AM. Delta, Utah just picked us up as well. Thanks, guys.
Good to be in Utah.
Thanks for entrusting us.
Good to be in Utah.
Jake, go ahead. I got to get over to Mao Zedong talking about dictatorships and those that emulate dictators. And then at the end of the hour, I want to do my best to get over to the Nuremberg trials because, friends, we should have the trial before 12 million people are done away with and countries are destroyed.
Yep.
Before the fact, not after.
The purpose of justice is to guard liberty. Many of you folks are first-time listeners. Maybe many of you have listened for a long time. But we're not aware. We are a nonprofit organization. The way we stay on the air is by folks like you contributing or giving donations. They are tax deductible, but there's three ways we like to offer donations to the Sons of Liberty Radio and also to what we do around the country through commentaries and speaking engagements and reaching the next generation as well. One of them, and all three of these are found on our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com. One is a benefits package. You can become a son or daughter of liberty, and there's certain benefits that align themselves with those packages, depending on what you want to sign up as. You can find that also at our Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio. I just posted it on the Facebook. Another way is to donate $75. You can support our cause for justice and get the My War series. It's a DVD series full of the documentaries, much of the content you hear on the show on a regular basis, because it's important that video gets out there so people can be made aware. And these are wonderful videos, folks. It's the My War series. You can purchase it right on the right-hand side of sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, you can donate $100 today and get a silver dollar free from our friends at Midas Resources.
Cool guy.
It's a $100 silver dollar donation. Click on the banner on the upper left-hand corner of Sons of Liberty Radio. Support our cause for justice. And all three of these options are made available to you. We encourage you all to stay plugged in, but remember again, we cannot continue our battle and our mouthpiece unless you donate and become a part of the Sons of Liberty.
Amen. As well as if you'd like to book the Sons of Liberty to come to your state, now's the time. We're booking into
March.
Okay. And that number again is 1-877-807-9977. You can get some information back there from Heather or Carrie. And aside of that, friends, we're talking about Mao Zedong, dictators, those that emulate dictators, and we're seeing history repeat itself on our watch, friends. But I want to remind you of what Daniel Webster said, a renowned attorney, the brother of not only Daniel Webster, but Noah Webster. Noah Webster is the one that wrote your Webster's Dictionary. And it says on the insert, right when you open up the Webster's 1828 of Noah Webster, it said, quote, unquote, it said, the man that taught millions to read and not one to sin. Sin is the violation of God's moral law, not a ceremonial law, friends. 1 John 3:4. But Daniel said, if we in our posterity reject religious instruction and authority, violate the rules of eternal justice, trifle with the injunctions of morality, and recklessly destroy the political constitution which holds us together, one constitution, friends, not two, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us that shall bury all our glory in profound obscurity. That's some wise advice, friends. Let's get over to Mao Zedong really quick. Remember what the Bible said, Isaiah 14, verse 13, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars. In other words, dictators say, I will not be ruled by God, I will not be ruled by his law, I will rule. Well, a king is not a king, friends, if he's not ruled by law. It goes on, verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. And you know what, friends? They're narcissists. They do exactly what their father does. They act accordingly. They think they're demigods, when in truth they're tyrants, despots. Mao Zedong brought the revolution to China through the barrel of a gun. Interesting. Isn't this administration arming the DHS right now?
Yep, buying a lot of ammunition.
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. Yeah.
Arresting powers to multiple branches of
unlawfully, might I add, friends? Unlawfully, might I add, friends? So it's an executive order, though, Jake. He can do whatever he wants to do.
I suppose, right? According
to the Constitution. Well, I guess even if it supersedes the Constitution of the United States, null and void, friends, null and void. Mao Zedong, who turned Marxism into Maoism, he loved Joseph Stalin. He emulated Joseph Stalin. The Chinese people were taught to believe the lie that communism brought liberation, when in truth the opposite was true. In other words, the state brought liberation. He said, the great masses of the people will more easily fall victim to a big lie than to a small lie. Sounds like Adolf Hitler, doesn't it, friends? Mao was fascinated with the communist revolution. Revolution, revolution, revolution. An unlawful revolution, friends. Not a reformation. Mao became a revolutionary Marxist. Pay attention closely again. Same thing with Mussolini, same thing with Mao Zedong. Nobody took Mao Zedong seriously. In every given scenario, nobody took him serious. Friends, I hear this all the time. When you look at Barack Hussein Obama, it shows you how stupefied the American people have become to believe that this man can really rule we the people by the law. When he's ruled by nobody's law, except the New World Order and the UN agenda, which it is, friends. And what's also interesting about that is the man never ran a candy store, nor anybody in his administration, yet he's ruling the country. It shows you how stupefied the American people have become. Back to Mao Zedong. Nobody took him serious. Did you know that Franklin Roosevelt said back in the 30s, same time as Mao Zedong, people who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. Conservatives are over here in America thinking, well, man, he's surely going to be voted out. He's surely going to be voted out. Really? What you don't see is he's creating dependency through the poor. He's creating another class of people to throw off the republic while he implements communism. Oh, P.S., I wasn't talking about Barack Hussein Obama only. This is exactly what Mao Zedong did. Emulating dictators, friends. Mao began to build up an army of resistance to the Chinese, listen carefully, Republic of the Day. Who's the last president that actually acknowledged that we were a republic, friends? We are a republic, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Undividable, because we have one constitution, not two. Ronald Reagan, you were right. Every other president has continuously inundated the American people with false information that we are a democracy. No, we are not. But this is what Mao Zedong did as well. Mao became a ruthless but skilled organizer, and he had hid it behind great charm. For those that fall for the foolishness as to what you're seeing today, if you call that charm, you call it whatever you want to call it. I call it, man, people, you need to open up your eyes and your ears, because that ain't charm, that's deception. The communists now became such a threat that Mao Zedong must be dealt with. What are we beginning to see today in America, friends? This revolution, this civil war people are talking about in this country, you need to be careful as to what you advocate. It needs to be done lawfully, not unlawfully. Because it's always the revolutionaries, the Mao Zedongs, the Adolf Hitlers, the Stalins that are creating revolution, friends. It's how you retaliate that really matters. We'll be right back after this break talking about Mao Zedong. Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. they bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Brian Summerfield from Patriot Voice Radio in Petoskey, Michigan. We are proud to carry the Sons of Liberty. Bradley and Jake know that our founding fathers had a founding father, and he was our creator, God. The only way we are going to make a difference in this country is to tell the truth. You will hear the passion and heart of these guys every show. Friend, let's join together and bring this country back to its roots.
Amen. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that.
And all of you listening on the station right now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to educate a man in mind and not in morals, the Christian religion, is to educate a menace to society. That's exactly right.
That's right.
Even if sometimes you don't know where he came from.
Just in case. Just adding that.
Speaking of dictators, oh, by the way, case in point, Daniel Webster and Noah Webster, it's believed that they're cousins, not brothers. But we're looking for the affirmation, even to clarify that. Okay? Anyways, you got the point. You know, I mean, if someone said, hey,
brothers in liberty.
My name is Jake Dean, and I'm Bradley Dean, people would probably think we were brothers until they saw us. I mean, I look like Elvis, you look like Sid.
I'm just a small guy.
Doesn't anyone love me?
You're always ready with that.
Yes! See, folks, we lay for Jake around here. You know, the other day I got it from someone that called in. It's like, well, thanks a lot. Is this a vendetta set against me? It's a conspiracy. Let's get back to Mao Zedong really quick, friends. Mao Zedong began to organize for a revolution, to throw off the old, to bring in the new. It's exactly what you're seeing today. You know, I was actually criticized a couple months ago for my little ground feeders. We call them the bloggers here in Minneapolis. That were basically mocking me for what I was saying. But it's interesting that we're sitting in that, in the present, aren't we? People talking about civil war. Pretty scary stuff, isn't it, friends? Well, we want to throw off the bad, not the good.
That's right.
Remember, the Bible says in Romans 12 and 13 that we overcome evil with good? Not the other way around, friends. See, what's happening, America is being blindsided as to the older generation think, hey, listen, we can deal with this. But what they don't realize is that the federal government is indoctrinating their kids to believe and to look for a guy that looks just like, guess what? Barack Hussein Obama through international baccalaureate. Yep. See, friends, they're violating the laws of the land by breaking the laws of our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. I'm sorry. Article 10. They have no business in educating our kids, friends. If you got your kids in a public school, get them out. Do your homework. Let's get back to Mao Zedong. The guide to mass guerrilla warfare, according to Mao Zedong, was never take the enemy head on. Nope. He said, retreat when he advances, attack when he rests. You mean like pass bills during Christmas time? You mean like give the bills over to those that sit in the position of responsibility in our government, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, like a fiscal cliff, and don't give them any time to read it 3 minutes before they're called to sign the bill like they just did, friends? Yeah, I think that's pretty telling. What about the Patriot Act, September 11th? Friends, 2001, 4 o'clock in the morning, nobody had time to read the stack that they were going to sign called the Patriot Act, which is really called the Act of Tyranny, giving power over to democracy. For those that didn't know, Hitler did the same thing. You know them as the SS. It was the created bureaucracy, friends. And guess what he was doing? He was prostituting governments. He was prostituting government. He was paying them off. Where's all that stimulus money gone? Oh, Bradley, that's a theory. No, friends, it's not a theory. Open your eyes. I go on. Mao Zedong, liberation for the Chinese communists was found in the eradication of Republican law. What is this man attempting to do right now, friends? Liberation for the Chinese people, speaking of the dictator Mao Zedong, who killed 40 million of his own people. He had to find some useful idiots to eradicate their form of government, which was Republican law, just like yours, friends. They call it democracy. Really? Whoa! See, when it's a republic, you're ruled by law, not by opinion. A democracy is ruled by opinion, not by law. Mao Zedong, the dictator, campaigned promises to the poor week after week there where there was high unemployment that was created, friends. He was creating dependencies, friends. You know it as the welfare state. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. They'll be my buddy-buddy, won't they, friends? Sound familiar? The people preferred Mao Zedong, but behind closed doors, he was a mass murderer of his own people. You know, I'm going to really kind of shake some of these people up. Did you guys know that Obama has a kill list? Oh, it's easy to find. It's not a theory, it's a fact. Why would he have a kill list, friends? The United States president having a kill list? Pretty weird. Why would he ask to detain American citizens indefinitely, friends?
Without a trial.
Yeah, him and John McCain, remember the architect of the bill?
NDA.
Without a trial. What happened to those Islamists, those jihadists? What happened to them? No, that's not permissible anymore, friends. Now it's the American people. I tried to ring the bell after September 11th, and I said, friends, this is not about a foreign enemy. Remember what James Madison rightly said? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I thought you were fighting a foreign enemy. Oh, that's not politically correct anymore, friends. Mao Zedong persisted in resistance to the Chinese Republic. Just ask the professors in colleges what they're teaching. Bunch of burnt hippies that are still burnt from the drugs they smoked back in the 60s. You know them as professors. Professors of what? Communism. America inadvertently helped Mao Zedong into power. Largest states were seized from landowners, divided up among the people who worked there. Landlords were publicly humiliated. Who's going after the rich today, friends? The rich gotta give more. Whoa. Slow your roll, dog. Why are you attacking the rich? Because he wants to topple. He wants the republic to go headlong. He doesn't want capitalism. He's here to destroy, friends. He ain't here to build, to sustain. Look at the fruit on his tree. Don't listen to what he says. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. That's what a politician is, friends. And by the way, politician is not a good word. Did you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say, fruit is known, or the tree is known by the fruit that it bears. And everything that you read about Mao that you brought up, everything about Mussolini that you brought up, and everything about Stalin in the weeks, if you listen to our weekly program, that is exactly the playbook that these people are walking in. That's exactly the playbook that Barack Obama is walking in.
Exactly.
And he's not trying to hide it. It's not a secret. This is the revolution he's always talking about.
Let me interject another thought. Folks, Chinese and the Chinese governments are the blueprint for world governments. We already know through Clinton's administration there was something called ChinaGate. He was giving away our military secrets, friends. What you see around Obama today is Clinton's administration. Who supported his supposed re-election campaign, friends? The Chinese and the Russians. Don't forget about China and Russia, friends. Don't forget about them. Because I guarantee you they're a part of a plan to overthrow. Rest assured. Like it or not, and when we're there, don't tell me I didn't tell you so. But let's get back to Mao Zedong really quick. There was great resistance among the intellectuals, those who knew too much about who they were and their foundations, namely the Republic of China back then. So what he did, he just killed them off. Because those that were telling them what to do were there not by law. Mao Zedong was now ruling by force, not law. Mao would ruthlessly crush those that would speak out against him. What's the media doing to anybody that speaks out against homosexuality, against abortion?
Against the president?
What are they doing, friends? 23% approval rating. The state-run media. You can't believe a thing they say. You know what Mao Zedong named his opposition? They were called rightists. Rightists. Really? So what he did is he made sure that they lost all their jobs. Thousands of them rightists were in prison because they resisted Mao Zedong. Friends, never take counsel from your fears. You haven't been given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Friends, listen to what I'm telling you. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. You need to shut the TV off. You need to read your founding documents after the Bible. The Bible is the rock in which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. And when you read those two documents, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to stand up and you're going to put your hands to heaven and say, Lord, you did it for our forefathers, do it for us. You established America through less than 3% of the population in 1774, 5, and 6. Do the same thing for us, because the flags that are flying, Father God, in Jesus' name, are no king but King Jesus, and the enemy knows it, and appeal to heaven, and the enemy knows it. And you told me, Father God, in Jesus' name, your word declares unto us, Lord God, the church, universal, in Jesus Christ, not denomination, but in Jesus Christ, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. I thank you that you have our feet upon that rock. We're going to come back, talk about Mao Zedong. Friends, Stalin was the worst of them. I'm going to do my best to get to Stalin and then Adolf Hitler, and then we're going to talk about Nuremberg trials. I got to hurry. I know I'm inundating you with a lot of information, but it's well worth it. Emulating dictators. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Did you want to say something?
No time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I want you to understand my heart. I never want to get on this radio station and inundate you with fear. It's not right, it's not godly, it's ungodly. I never want to sell anything to you out of fear. We only offer sponsorship to the products that we believe in. So do support them. But aside of that, friends, as I said right before the break, never take counsel from your fears. And as I just told the crew, I never want to be guilty on this radio show of ever offering hopelessness. The end of hope, friends, is the worst death that there is. Your hope is always there, and it's always in Jesus Christ. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. As a matter of fact, I got a testimonial comic book if you'd like to check it out. What do they go for, Jake? I know nothing of it.
It's a donation for $20 on the Sons of Liberty website.
We had the guy from DC Comics do it. It's second to none, but it's my testimonial. If Christ can save me, friends, rest assured he can do the same thing for you and your family members. And that's the fire that you hear. It's heavenly fire, friends. It's not man-made. The Bible says that ministers are to be made the ministers of the flames of fire. We weren't born in the smoke. Patriots, Christians, conservatives, we're all one and the same. We were not born in the smoke. We were born in the fire. We need to maintain that from now to the eternal days.
As a matter of fact, we'd like to offer that testimonial book. It's Bradley's life story. It's in a comic book version. As the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, it's all in there. Right now, for half that price, 50% off, it'll be a $10 donation. You call 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Tell them you want one of Bradley's testimonial books. It's a $10 donation. And folks, remember, we are a nonprofit. All of your donations keep us on the air.
I thought you just said 20.
It was 20.
Oh,
we're offering
gotcha.
To people, if you call in right now, you can
cool.
get it for $10.
You like?
It's part of the benefit package. Also, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become
a regular donor. Or you can support our cause for justice buying the My War series. Many of you have seen My War. You've heard about it. It's a documentary series that is second to none. There's even a Q&A section in the back of this comic book that we're offering for $10.
And
right
a video
now.
Series.
That's right.
Yes.
That number again is 877-807-9977. And if you own a smartphone, you want want to get our phone app right at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Download that onto your phone. You can listen to Sons of Liberty 24/7.
And if you got a stupid phone like I do, it's time to get a smartphone.
You got to upgrade to that smartphone.
Talking about dictators and emulating dictators, folks, what we're seeing is the correlation of the past of dictators Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler. We're seeing the exact same conduct take place right in front of our faces in the White House today. But let's get back to Mao Zedong really quick. Mao Zedong said passivity is fatal to us. Our goal is to make the enemy passive. Get them watching TV.
Oh, yeah.
Entertain them. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in, friends.
Get them saying, can you believe he's doing that? I can't believe it. He's probably going to do this next.
Yeah, that's right. I cannot capitulate.
He's probably going to take our guns by executive order.
You know, he doesn't have the right to do that.
He's probably going
to
ban assault weapons.
Thank you.
He's probably going to take our football. No, he better not take our football game away.
That's right. And, oh, what about those babies, Jake?
There's nothing we can do about
babies or something. I don't know.
All right, I don't want to take this self. Listen to what John Adams said, speaking of revolution. The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. This was your second president, friends. A change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. In other words, they became doers of the word rather than hearers only, deceiving themselves. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, this radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution, John Adams, 1818. What is this man doing? That was the same guy that said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. What is this man in office doing today, friends? He's doing exactly the opposite. He is attacking your foundations. It's time for impeachment, as Bob rightly said. It's time to impeach.
Immediately.
This administration, and hold them accountable to the laws of our republic, friends. Right. I get back to Mao Zedong. Mao created a man-made famine, which killed 40 million of his own people, which died between 1959 and 1961. Now, what's interesting about it is if you go to China today, you see statues and posters of Mao Zedong everywhere. But what the people, the younger generation of the posterity of the forefathers that Mao Zedong killed off, that posterity now worships the man that killed their posterity. Or, I'm sorry, their forefathers. Mao Zedong killed this generation's grandpa and grandmas, and they are worshiping him today. 40 million of his own people. Mao was soon forced out of power after 25 years of rule. And after his return, he went after the young and young adults because they would not know of his crimes against the older generations, as I just said. Mao, without regard to laws, went to the young to have them uproot the capitalists, his political opponents. What is Barack Hussein Obama doing during the re-elections, friends? And I've been saying this for months. I went to the RNC to tell them, dummies over there, wake up. You're going to the wrong people. It's all diversion, friends. But just takes a little common sense. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he or she, they will not depart from them. What are they being taught? Get your kids out of public schools. Mao would create chaos purposely to weaken his opposition. What is this administration doing 24/7? Who's playing the race card? More than this man in office, friends. Nobody. Nobody is. And I want to say this. The race card does not belong to this generation because it doesn't know it. But since it's a political tool to pry division in America, he'll pick it up and use it.
Yep.
Oh, are you talking out against us because we're black? No, we were happy that you were black. That's why we put you there. That shows the American people's heart, not yours, you divisive criminal. September 18th, 1976, devious and scheming, they said he was a monster but a genius. He was a great historical criminal. But again, friends, they still worship the one that killed their grandpa and grandma.
And you need to know history in order to know that. So that's why the importance of history. Folks, this didn't happen like hundreds of years ago. This was this past century. This was in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Some of our
grandparents.
No,
this was in the 20s and the 30s. Same time with Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, yep. Stalin. They were all together at the same period of time. And Roosevelt was over there helping some of these governments in power inadvertently or advertently.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to Joseph Stalin. We got very little time. Joseph Stalin, they called him the Red Terror. His motto was united in terror. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Listen carefully, friends. I got a question for you. Who does terrorism work for? Who gains from terrorism, friends? Government does. Government does. The people don't. You ever notice the terrorists never get caught? And if they do, their bodies are thrown into the water before the American people can see who attacked the two towers. Well, you'd think they'd want to hang him out for the world to see.
It's almost like they want to protect those troublemakers.
Kind of.
Right?
I would think so. You know, by the way, the SEAL team that actually supposedly killed Osama bin Laden, they mysteriously died in a helicopter accident. Did anybody know about that, friends? Man, you'd think we'd be hailing them guys like heroes. Huh. Interesting. United in Terror. Guess who said that? Condoleezza Rice. She said terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Why in a state of terror, America, is your government asking you to give up your rights to bear arms?
Or your right to search, illegal search and seizures?
It's very, very telling. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Stalin created terrorism. So did Adolf Hitler, friends. They called Stalin a genius devil. He was also militant, committed. He was also a known bank robber. And all the money that he would steal from banks, he would basically funnel into his favorite party, political party. He was a man of action. He wasn't intellectual, but he was a man that could get the job done. Really? By the way, his last name wasn't Stalin. Stalin means a man of steel. Historians had to invent a heroic role for him. He was a total outlaw, friends. He was just there to enforce the agenda. The agenda. The agenda. So what would happen is when he would move into position, he would just kill off all of his opposition, just like Adolf Hitler, just like Mao Zedong, and just like Mussolini. He began to attack the church. Who's this man attacking, friends? Get around Hobby Lobby, friends. He's attacking the church.
Frontal assault.
Frontal assault.
Look at all the gay rights crap that he's pushing.
Totally. He's
Who's
just looking
at?
For...
Who's that aimed at?
He's using some hirelings, the baser sort of
yep.
scripture talks
That'll
about in Kings. And he's surrounding himself with a baser sort. And that's the way he means to rule. There's so much stuff to go off on. Listen, Stalin created the gulag, friends. 10 years of hard labor came as a result of stealing an ear of corn during famine. So the people resorted to cannibalism under Stalin's reign. 5 million people died in Ukraine. But Stalin denied the famine, and if any mentioned the facts, it was a punishable offense. Don't tell him the truth. He didn't want the truth, friends. Stalin created the gulag. One of his soldiers was sentenced to 10 years in prison because his tank got stuck in the mud. Friends, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but a lot of our veterans are coming back and they're homeless. Yet this prostitutor in government is prostituting your government by giving to those raises to those that do his biddings. Go to WND, look at my last article. He would convict people of sabotage because he was so paranoid. The prisons were full of people who were 10 minutes late for work under Stalin. The camps became microisms of the illusional world Stalin created. He purged the education and their classes, those that knew better. His own military, if they became too famous, he would have them killed or send them to exile. Charges trumped up espionage, counterterrorism. He spared no one. He turned on those that helped him get to power. And then when people would talk about them or talk about Stalin, they'd have him killed with ice picks. Ask Trotsky. People were being turned in on trumped up charges all day long, friends. And they would kill him off. Wow. In 1943, after meeting with Roosevelt and Churchill, Roosevelt introduced Stalin to America as a kindly Uncle Joe, and Churchill presented Stalin with a sword of honor. These are the people that were talking about a new world order under the UN, because Woodrow Wilson failed through the League of Nations. 1939 and 1942, Time Life magazine had Stalin as the man of the year in America, yet he killed millions and millions of his own people. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity
majority is being lied to through indoctrination and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, friends. Final segment. I said, Jake, you got to help me out. We got to get to Nuremberg. Friends, we got to skip over Hitler. Highlight Hitler really quick. He was the guy that attacked his own Reichstag. He started a war with the Poles. And what he did is he incited his people to go to war. And then what he did is he began to overthrow the Constitution. Then he implemented something called Fatherland Security. You have something called Homeland Security. And then he began to turn on his own people. He killed 6 million of his own people, political dissidents, those that didn't agree with him. And then he began to kill off people that he didn't like. Citizens.
He also had something
and
called,
in other countries. Quickly.
He also had something called the Enabling Act because he needed to be enabled to have more power, and he, quote, gave the German people, they enabled them to have more power against their enemies.
As they killed them off.
The communists, which were the strength in the parties. Then he attacked the church. Then the church youth groups became Hitler's aim as well. You know them as Hitler's youth.
That's right. That's very important.
Yep.
That is very important. And there was nobody that was innocent of the charges. Friends, that the German people committed the atrocities committed.
Yep.
There were people that were trying to say we didn't know what was going on. You knew exactly what was going on. That's why the German people today, there was 80 million people during Hitler's reign. That's why they're still ashamed. One man even said, we're going to be ashamed for 1,000 years.
Yep.
So let's get back over to Stalin, finish up Stalin really quick. He was probably the worst of the worst, relentless.
Yep.
In his crimes against humanity, namely his own people. If something went wrong, he'd blame somebody in government, then they would disappear. Hundreds and thousands, perhaps millions of people just disappeared on the streets for no reason. And again, in 1943, Man of the Year, according to Time Life magazine, Hitler was also the Man of the Year in 1935. Stalin was Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942, so it should show you what kind of people are behind Time Life magazine that are helping implement a new world order. 25 million of his own people died. Roosevelt introduced Stalin as a kindly Uncle Joe to America while he's killing millions of his people off. Stalin's own translators were even killed, and I go on and on and on and on and on. February 28th, 1953, he had a stroke. Over the next couple of days, he would slowly suffocate to death. They considered Stalin to be God and father by none other than Khrushchev, Brezhnev, and Gorbachev. And today, the people are still under the reign of tyranny through Putin. What a name.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen, friends, this is what it comes down to. No, go ahead, Jay.
I was just going to say.
That's good. Okay, I'm going to keep going on here. Go ahead.
That's awesome. The USSR is broken down, obviously, through the Cold War because communism doesn't work. East Berlin had to knock down their wall because the world hated it. But yet still, people in that own country want to restore the greatness of Joseph Stalin.
Yep, and Mussolini.
They want it back.
And Mao Zedong. We can go to China today, friends, and see it all over the place. I went to a Chinese restaurant. They had Mao Zedong. I said, do you have any idea who that is? It was the Chinese folks.
Yeah.
I mean, they could barely speak a lick of English. I said, do you have any idea who Mao Zedong is and what he did? No.
Good man.
And by the way, next time I came in, it was gone.
Should be.
And I didn't take it.
Yep. Should be.
But that ideology, Father... I'm sorry, friends, is being worked through this administration and through the professors that agree with socialism.
Right.
Remember what we said at the very beginning of the show? Communism equals atheism. Where atheism begins, communism begins. Just think about that.
Because just like Winthrop said, you're either going to be ruled by a Bible or a bayonet.
Nuremberg trials, Jake, 1944. 1945, the first thing that was said during the proceedings against Hitler's warmongers, those that did the biddings for him, when they started the proceedings to bring them to judgment, the man said, first and foremost, the laws of God and man have been violated and must not go unpunished. Okay? There's the point of government, reference to government right there. God and his laws, first and foremost. Same thing with ours, friends. The man that did that, by the way, was American. They played movies. Jake, you go ahead and highlight this
one. I can't highlight the whole thing. As well.
They had on film the crimes being committed by Hitler's regime, and they would play them in the court.
That's right,
they were their own actors.
Yep, this was an international court, folks. So you had French, you had the British, you had American, you had Russian. Everybody was demanding certain things of Hitler's war crimes. But the Americans stepped up to the plate like no other country could, except for maybe Britain, because of the Christian heritage of Britain. They stepped up and said, there are many crimes that have been done of man and God. That's your emphasis. You couldn't bring that up in Russia because there was no crimes of God. And there would only be crimes of man because they forsake God as their ruler.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to have a church, that's right.
But, Jake, what they tried to do is they tried to throw the blame on Hitler by saying we were just taking orders.
That's right.
As if to say the act was apart from the actor.
That's right. That's why these knotheads who claim to be atheists or whatever they are that want to usurp God-given liberties and Christianity of society, you're usurping and throwing out your only defense against tyrants.
That's right.
Because at this particular trial, if we had relied upon Russia and France, who forsook God, France in the Enlightenment, Russia as of late through communism, if they would have forsaken God, then they would have said to the Germans, you have broken the laws of man. And the Germans would have said, no, we did not. We were following the laws of man. That's why we did these things.
Well, the question is what happened to that nation that followed the laws of man? Mm. Millions of people were murdered.
Right.
And countries were destroyed. What does Scripture say? Isaiah 60, verse 12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yeah, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and that nation that forgets God. What don't people get? Either you're going to be ruled by God, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no gray.
I think you got the great point to this is right after they did this, right after the Nuremberg trials, when men were executed, justice was executed upon these international criminals. Right after that, Mao begins to do what he did in China, and Stalin did what he did in Russia, and then Mao mimicked it. In China, after they saw what the fruit of it was through Hitler.
Yeah. They didn't care.
Absolute dictatorship.
Listen, when these men were brought up on the charges of the atrocities committed towards mankind.
Nazi war criminals.
Yep. These Nazi war criminals got up one by one and said, listen carefully, 12 million people were murdered by these people, and they were in such defiance as to plead not guilty. Not guilty, friends. They were played in front of the courtroom on film with them as the main actors, guilty as charged, busted.
Evidence all.
And they still said not guilty. They tried to hide behind the fictitious state, like the state was responsible for what they did. The state didn't pull the trigger. You did. These are the useful idiots that we continuously talk about on the radio. There's people that are willing to do this, friends, and you're seeing this mindset bleed in to the American mindset more and more. They're poisoning the minds of the American people with their ideology, and it's socialism, and this is the end of socialism. 12 million people killed, and these Nazi war criminals said not guilty. What's the lesson, friends? The same thing that you're teaching this administration today. When they commit crimes against you and atrocities towards you, on a daily basis, they're being busted for crimes. Every time you let another crime go, you only encourage them to do it again. Because at the end of the day, America could be destroyed, and these same people will stand up and say, we're not guilty. Isn't it time to implement law against crime?
No.
Now?
That's right.
Not after. The Nuremberg trials should have took place before, with Adolf Hitler, with Mussolini, with Stalin, with Mao Zedong. But yet they suffered the abuses of corruption to their own demise and to the destruction of their own countries, friends. Mussolini, tens of thousands of his own people. Stalin, 20 to 60 million of his own people. He first had to disarm them. Mao Zedong, 40 million of his own people. Hitler, 12 million. And by the way, when you look at World War II, there's a culmination of 50 million people. And the man never pulled the trigger. Never pulled the trigger. But what came out of it? Something called the UN. What is the UN trying to implement today, friends? A new world order. Through chaos, bring in a new order. Friends, you see it? You see the signs everywhere? And that's all we have to do is turn back to our Father and obey His commandments. And when we obey His commandments, He said, you will prosper. Justice, the guardian of liberty, it says it right above the Supreme Court building. Friends, these are not crimes to be played with as to what we're seeing being played out from Washington, D.C. right now. Everybody says they work for special interests. Well, then, you know what? The crimes of the special interest couldn't be played out to the American people had not those politicians allowed it and played the players or the ventriloquist, the little dummy in their hands, if the American people didn't allow it. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Quit complaining about it. Start dealing with crime. What's the very beginning of a preamble, Jake, on the Constitution of the United States? What holds our...
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union...
Establish justice.
Regis Giles said at the beginning of the show, she would rather see a sick, perverted creep laying belly up in a puddle because a young lady was armed with justice, with a gun, than these beautiful young women belly up in some crick somewhere because of some sicko. It's the same thing with world government.
Friends,
folks.
They violate the Constitution. That means they broke the law. They are ruled by the same law that we are. There's your explanation, caller from Missouri. When they break the laws of the Constitution, hold them accountable. Hold them civilly accountable as well. But first, impeach them. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, 1 John 3:18. We love you. Talk to you Monday.
See you. Golden flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.